Jeep.
Okay. Or something with space in the back to carry stuff?
Truck.
Okay, what other names do you have for truck?
I don't know names for a truck. Pickup.
Okay. Anything else?
What are you doing, Heather?
No, maybe she wants a big 2-ton truck or something like that.
If somebody says they drive a truck, what does that mean?
That means a great big truck to me. I mean, it means like a dirt hauler or, you know, one of those great big things.
A pickup truck or would it
be? No, a pickup truck is smaller.
Oh, okay.
Pickup is what the kids have or Wal has. Or
so you specify pickup when you mean a pickup
yeah,
truck. You specify
pickup.
Okay. So would it be a semi?
Oh, no, a semi is which on the six-wheelers things on the freeway.
So you're thinking about, like, a dump truck, maybe?
Dump truck. Truck is a dump truck.
What kinds of, what are some names for guns?
For guns?
Yeah, something they might have on the ranch. Guns they might have on the ranch.
Oh, gosh.
Or that they might have used in the Old West.
A rifle?
Mm-hmm.
A six-shooter?
Are there other terms for rifle?
Not as far as I know. I mean, I don't know much about guns.
What about six shooters?
Six shooters is a pistol.
Uh-huh. How do you load a rifle? What do you put in it?
Bullets.
A bullet.
I wouldn't know what to do with a rifle if you handed it to me.
it's like a pack of bullets. What do you call that?
A clip?
Or like a tape, or like a tape deck in your car.
That's a clip, isn't it? Clip of bullets? I don't know.
It's also the name for a tape, like a recording tape.
A cassette?
Or a
I don't know, Henry.
Like a cartridge?
Oh, yeah. I think that. Well, a cartridge is a singular, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A bullet singular is a cartridge. Cartridge.
Okay.
Because when you have empty cartridges, after the bullet leaves it.
Okay.
The cartridge to me is the back part. That after
right.
the bullet goes, well, then there's four
right.
cartridges.
Okay.
You eject the cartridge.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. We're going to talk about enclosures, containers, and farm animals. And we talked a little bit about animal pens, so we don't really have to go into that. But where do you keep chickens?
In a pen.
Or
chicken coop.
Okay, and they eat out of these big long things.
A trough.
Okay, if you had many of those, you would call them. Well, like you have more than one trough is.
Two troughs.
Okay.
Trough eye.
No, troughs is good. Okay, and you have something you keep beer in. What's that called?
A cooler?
No, but
container, oh, well. Six-pack, you mean?
No, a big, you know, a big round thing.
Oh, a keg?
Keg, what's another name for keg?
Barrel.
Okay. And, you feed pigs. What do you feed to pigs?
What do I feed them?
Yeah, what do you feed them? It's this goopy stuff.
Mash.
Or? Someone is making a mess. You say that they are. That's kind of a messy word.
Kind of a messy word.
It's like pig something.
Slop.
Yeah, sure. And the slop comes out of the you pour. What is the thing that you use to pour the slop?
A bucket.
Okay. And
slop bucket. My grandmother always had a slop bucket. We didn't have a pig, but she always had a slop bucket.
Oh, what did she use the slop bucket for?
She
then?
Scraped everything from off the plates into the slop bucket. And I think they took it to the chickens.
Oh, how interesting. Yeah.
She had chickens.
Now,